from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
If you had the opportunity to go and be a part of your favorite sitcom, would you take that experience to go and do it? I probably shouldn't, because I wouldn't be very good at acting. I would embarrass myself, but it'd be fun to be on set.
Oh, you'd be so entertaining.
I'd be fun to be on set.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're going to talk about that. Mickey Gomez is going to join us after Heather's newscast at 11:30, so we're going to have a whole lot of fun with that. And if you were to do something like that, what sitcom would it be? What sitcom would you want to be a part of?
Yeah.
And I want to include some from the past, too.
Most of mine are from the past.
Present day, I don't really know what one I would want to be part of.
I just don't love today's like I did. Yeah, like yesterday's sitcoms raised me. Let me say that again. They raised me.
Yeah.
The A-Team, Silver Spoons, Family Ties,
no.
Different Strokes.
Cosby Family. I know, and that just...
I know, I can't separate it.
So upset.
I can't even watch any episodes.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Seems like just a short time ago, we were talking about 79-year-old Robert De Niro, who recently announced that he would become a father. Well, Al Pacino says, hold my beer. At the age of 83, he is going to have his fourth child with his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor El-Fala. G. Scott, 83. Too old to have kids?
Right now, we got a problem. No, it's not. Right now, we have a problem. We've been talking about it right now. A lot of people not having kids. A lot of the Gen Z, Knicks, all of their people, they're not having kids because they're waiting, because they want to be able to buy a house. It's so expensive to do that. Ursula, we talk about it all the time. There has been a decrease in the birth rate happening in this country. This is Al Pacino. This is Robert De Niro. This is Nick Cannon. All doing this. Their part to help out with the problem that we have.
I'm doing my part.
You know what I mean?
This is why they're keeping
what?
The world's population from going into decline. No.
They're needed.
I'm sorry, but I find it selfish for someone who is in their 80s to have another child.
Mm.
Because I believe, if you're doing it deliberately, and you do the math, you're not going to have that much time with that child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you do you, and if this works for you, and both are obviously willing partners, and clearly he's not going to have any issue with money, I would imagine that this child is going to be okay financially. But I believe that if you're going to be in a partnership and you're going to have a child intentionally—
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you need to kind of be realistic, too. How long are you going to be there for that child? And to me, it just seems very selfish.
I've entirely changed my tune on this, actually. I've realized that I think I'm being judgmental just based on the fact that they're old. Because, one, there's no guarantee that, you know, anyone lives to the age of 100 or 80, for that matter, you know. Catastrophic heart attack at the age of 40 or 45. That happens all the time to folks, and people don't not have children for that reason. And I was also thinking about it in another context, right? Because let's say, for example, a husband and wife, right? They find out they've wanted to have kids like their entire marriage. They just got married, you know, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. They decide it's time. They find out the husband has a cancer diagnosis. They decide to go ahead and have a child anyways, because that's been their dream. That's the wife's way of, you know, carrying her husband's memory on into the future. Would anyone honestly look at that couple and say, how selfish of you? Why would you do that? Mm. He's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, humans spend a far larger amount of time of our lives, like 30% of our adult lives, raising children, more than any other species on the planet. So it's resource intensive. But if you have a support system to do that, and you're in a committed relationship, and it's something that you decide to do as partners, why not?
Yeah.
Hey, well, man, hold on.
Yeah.
Chef, if you came with that in the barbershop, man, you just absolutely took this conversation all the way down.
We're talking about
an 83-year-old man having some children.
Okay?
We talk about an 83-year-old man. That is supposed to be a fun conversation. And the fact that you started the debate, they try to get out, and then you pull me back in. That's Godfather 2 right there. That's Al Pacino. Al Pacino was going to be done with the game, and he decided to step back in the game. What was that like? Did they go to dinner? Was it after dinner? Was Barry White playing? Was Earth, Wind, and Fire playing? We got to get this conversation really on track.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, as far as the chances of you having a catastrophic heart attack or stroke at the age of 40 versus you dying sometime soon when you're in your mid-80s, I mean, it's just apples and oranges.
But, I don't know. Okay. One of us is fond of saying no day is promised, right?
That's me.
Yeah.
That is true. But you also need to look at statistics.
All right.
True. Gee, the New York Times declares that the esports world is starting to teeter. Apparently, many of the professional teams are losing their market valuation. Some of the owners are starting to bail. And even Major League professional sports teams owner who have crossed genres into the esports world are now bailing out of the sinking ship. The market size of esports is still at $1.39 billion. Can you foresee a future in which this actually grows, or is it just going to stay the same?
Real quick, I was wrong. My bad. Fernando in Seattle reminded me it was Godfather 3. I didn't mean to disrespect the Godfather trilogy, and it was not Godfather 2.
You offended a lot of people with that, I'm sure. I didn't even catch it.
But yeah, on this topic right here, Ursula, I do believe that esports will continue to be there. Technology is still in its infancy stages. I think how the games are going to be played, I don't think that we're going to be doing it on the regular consoles anymore. I think there's going to be able to play not on the TV but in just the hologram that's going to be happening. So I do think that there's still a future with esports.
Okay, does anyone even know the definition of esports? What exactly is esports? You know, that whole NFT, like, how do you define esports? I just want to make sure we're all on same page.
Oh, simple. Video games, electronic. Okay. Yeah, electronic sports, video games.
Okay, so you compete with each other, but it's all electronically.
Yeah, which there's a lot of people that are at home still playing games, adults, kids, all that. It's a big deal.
Okay, and I remember when it first came out, there was this debate, is it even a sport, right? I mean, so there was that big... If it hasn't caught on, and it seemed like it had its heyday, it had a big splash, and then I even remember an esports convention, which maybe that still happens, but if it's starting to peter out now, it ain't going to make a big comeback. The technology keeps changing every single day, right? We're talking about AI and all the things. No, I think it's...
You're right. I think you're right. I'm old enough to remember when we were talking about, if my kid wanted to do esports and they're really good at it, I'd encourage him to be a pro.
That's right.
I think those days are over. Like, if there was ever a perfect time where the world would, catch on to esports, it would be during a pandemic when everyone's sitting at home watching their screens. And yet,
didn't.
Viewership declined. I would actually say that there's a better chance of pickleball becoming a $2 billion industry than esports, because the entire concept of sitting around watching other people play video games makes as much sense to me as an NFT card.
Exactly. That's why I needed the definition. Anyway.
I got to give a shout out to my cousin, Darrell. I forgot. Darrell getting ready. Matter of fact, Darrell, you getting ready? He's getting ready to turn 48. This weekend, as a matter of fact, but he just had his little girl, Liliana Lauren, at 47 years old.
47 is a far cry from 87 or 86 or whatever.
Not really. Not really.
Yeah, that's pretty much a lifetime.
I mean, there's I mean, let me get myself out of trouble.
I just wanted to let you hang for a second, buddy.
I was trying to work but it, but I couldn't do it.
Congratulations, Darrell.
Okay.
All right, I actually want to bring this back to local and bring up the Bonnie Lake story again. So apparently in Bonnie Lake, they're having issues at the park right on Lake Taps there with far too many people parking on the sides of the roads around neighborhoods. They've increased the parking fines at Allen York Park from $25 to $250. If you pay late, tack on $150, $375. I would just like to ask you, G, whether you think that parking penalties are high enough in general and whether they actually dissuade people from parking where they're not supposed to. Because folks in Bonnie Lake apparently thought, you know what? $25? That's not bad. I'll just consider it the cost of doing business.
Most of the time, Ursula, I do believe that parking fines are enough. For an example, like down here in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? You get that $47 one or that $60-something one. Like, I think the parking fines are legit. When a parking fine is $25, right? When the ticket fine is closer to what it would normally cost to park in the first place, man, you take my chances. So if I have if I go in and park in this area, there's probably a 25% chance that I get caught, right? So I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of, there's a 75% chance that I won't get caught. And if I do get caught, $25, here, take my money.
Yeah. Especially if it doesn't double or triple, you know, over time like it does. So in the city of Seattle, what is it? I think it starts now at $52, right?
Yes, 47 the last time I got a ticket, but it's been a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cost of inflation, I think.
For some reason, I had 47 in my
late
mind.
Late fees for parking and camera tickets are an additional $25 and cost, and traffic tickets are $52. That's when you're starting to go, okay, I can't let these collect. And then they give you such a short window to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it starts to hurt, because then it, you know, doubles or whatever it is today. It's been a while. I used to get those parking tickets in the U District. I mean, and it was so frustrating because I'd be sprinting to try to get to my car because it would literally be a minute later.
Mm.
And those parking enforcement officers were very busy there. But apparently they have other fish to fry.
I feel like I got to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
And so, I tell you what we're going to do.
You just got a traffic ticket.
No, I didn't just get it. So,
you still haven't paid one for years.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
So this is what we're going to do. I just got this notice the other day. I was like, Seattle Municipal Court? I'm like, huh?
How much is that ticket?
Here's the thing. I don't know yet.
You still haven't opened the envelope.
No, I opened the envelope, and it says, ooh, you got a bunch of tickets. So I think it was on. So
A bunch.
Yes. Yeah, so it's not. It didn't say a bunch, but it says more than one. So what I'm going to do tomorrow, is I'm going to bring in it. So what happened was, it was on one of my other vehicles before I was able, because now I got parking right now, so I park in the gate. But before, back in the day, your boy was here in the neighborhood.
From around here.
Yeah, around here. You know what I'm saying? Parking enforcement.
You didn't want to pay the company charges, so you went parking around, and now you got to park.
So what I'm going to do is, tomorrow, I'm going to bring it in. And I'm going to open it up on the air so we can find out. And then I'm going to pay it.
Okay, good for you.
They gave me a QR code.
They're making it real easy.
But here's my question. The reason why I bring it up. Will you help me with this charge? Will you help pay it?
I'll help you write a letter. If you write a really nice letter.
Okay.
That works for private parking lots, Ursula. This is the city of Seattle.
Sometimes.
You have to show up to do that.
And if you bother to show up, I think the judge will reduce the amount if it's a big amount. No. So let's.
I don't have that car anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
I have two guesses.
The infraction occurred when you had that car.
Either A, you got dinged for zone parking violations, or B, you know what you got? You got one of them TABS tickets, because you know what they do in the city of Seattle? They drive around and they have the license plate readers, right? And if your TABS are not up to date, whoop, they pull right over, print you out a TABS ticket, send you on your way. I've gotten like 7 of those in the past.
Hey, Ursula, he ain't wrong. I got a few of them.
Yeah. I have you beat on this one.
Huh.
There was one time I got towed from right out there.
That's because you was in there at that time.
I've been towed 3 times.
Yes. Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, it only took one time. Never again. I'm paying for my parking.
Nick, you ever got towed yet?
You're still doing tequila shots.
I have had to get towed once, but that's because when my car got just broke down, but nothing illegal or anything like that. But it's so inconvenient.
All right, so I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. Ursula's going to...
I'll help you write the letter, like I say. You know that I have had parking tickets reduced after writing letters.
Yeah. You know how much I think it's going to be? If I had to guess?
$300.
Oh, I think...
Weren't you just advocating for them to resume with the late fees,
yes.
too?
Yeah.
Mike in Portland says, gee, come on, man. You're better than this.
I am better than this. Why do you think I'm admitting it? I'm admitting it on the air. Who does that?
This is from the past, and he's going to make things right.
I'm
going to
make things right tomorrow. I'm going to bring it in, and it's going to happen. I think it's going to be like probably like $400 or $500 with all the fees and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm going to definitely need help with that letter.
Yeah. Okay, right. We'll do.
Hey, coming up next, Mickey Gomez is going to join us. And if you had an opportunity to join the set of one of your favorite sitcoms, would you do it? Would you share in that experience? Well, Mickey Gomez shares and talks about that next. Gene Ursula.
Welcome back to the Gian Ursula Show, and we are going to be talking about living an alternate reality. And then we kind of got into a discussion about if there were a reality show today or a sitcom, is there one that you would want to be part of? And a lot of you were texting in, giving us some of your answers. But we've got Mickey Gomez in here in studio to talk about a Stranger Things experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was a lot of fun. So Stranger Things, for those who don't know, is a Netflix series. They're on season 4, and I heard that season 5 should be coming out next year. Yay! But Stranger Things is set in the 1980s, and that's what I love about it. The pop culture, the music, all of that, the fashion. And the show centers around the residents of a fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana. And they are plagued by a hostile alternate dimension known as the Upside Down. And after a human experimentation facility opens a gateway between the Upside Down and the normal world, all kinds of crazy things ensue. But until season 5 comes out, fans can enjoy the Stranger Things, the experience, because it's in town for the entire summer, thanks to Netflix experience and Fever. You look bored over there, G. Have you seen the show? Are you
no,
okay? Oh, okay.
No. All I know is Buddy with the teeth.
Buddy with the oh yes, oh Dusty
just,
Buns.
Yeah, I just saw him.
Okay, I'm
are
sorry.
Those are those his real teeth?
I have no clue.
He did have his teeth redone though.
Okay, but
I didn't mean to call you out.
Okay.
I got love for you, G. I was just like, oh no, I don't want to put him to sleep.
You took part.
I
in
did.
This.
Well, okay. Actually, yeah, they invited me to come down to check out the Netflix experience. The spokesperson Isis Arias gave us a sneak peek.
You go through your incredibly unique experience through Hawkins Lab, where you get to be the hero of your own adventure.
And let me tell you, that was the exciting part. It's very interactive, and without giving away too much, the minute you arrive, the greeter gives you a color-coded wristband, and there's a meaning behind it, and Arias kind of explains it here.
Your sleep quality as a part of what Hawkins Lab is testing. And of course, when you go into the lab, you have to be put into your color category to see what kind of powers you might unlock.
And so you wear either your team yellow or your team blue or your team red, and you get to participate with the live actors that are there. And then they have the computer generated actors as well from the series that get involved in your interaction. It's like they're talking to you and then you get to talk back to them.
Okay, that sounds fun.
It really is. Yeah. And then once you ward off the Demogorgons, which are the big demons in the Upside Down, which you have to wear 3D glasses for that, and they really come at you and you scream because it feels so real, you finally walk through the final door and there's more for you to check out.
This is actually the area that you end up in that has some of our iconic environments from the show. You can eat pizza at Surfer Boy Pizza and get ice cream from Scoops. Enjoy the buyer's living room, hang out and take some photos, get up and close with Vecna, and get some really awesome merch.
And let me tell you, we spent about $200 on merch, and I swore up and down, I told my kids, don't ask for anything because I am not going to buy anything. But then when we got into the store, the merch store, after the adventure,
I couldn't resist.
Oh my gosh, it was so cool.
Okay, so for people who want to take part in that,
mm-hmm.
or
you can go.
It
yeah,
okay,
so it's going to
so
be in town. So
how?
Yeah, so the venue is at 1750 Occidental Avenue South. So it's right down from T-Mobile Park. It's right next to the Van Gogh Experience, and you can buy your tickets online. Unfortunately, kids 5 and under are not allowed. And anyone under 14 has to be accompanied by an adult. But you can have your birthday party there. You can have your bridal party there. You can have your anniversary there. It's best to go with friends, and you should come dressed from the 80s, which is what we did. Our family dressed up and we wore 80s garb and we looked ridiculous, but it was fun.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this particular series, mm-hmm. but I was thinking about different sitcoms and which ones, and of course I went straight for the 80s, mm-hmm. and which ones I would consider being part of. Did you come up with a couple?
I have a couple, and mine are boring, but for us Gen X folks out there, maybe mm-hmm. you can relate. There's two. The A-Team and Silver Spoons.
Oh my gosh, and I remember that with Ricky Schroeder.
And Alfonso Ribeiro. The reason why Silver Spoons for me is because I was always fascinated. I thought it was so incredible how he had the train going through his crib.
Yes.
That was the best. And I mean, and the A-Team, like, that's the thing. Like, look, I'm sorry, you kids today. You guys didn't have what we had. The A-Team, filled with great messages, even though they were out there solving crime, B.A. Baracus, Face, Hannibal, all them folks. It was such good lessons. How about you?
I know, I had to go all the way back to the 80s, though. And I love Family Ties. Family Ties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would have been fun. Mm-hmm. I think that it was a fun family dynamic.
It was.
I loved Growing Pains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mork and Mindy. Yes. When you asked the question, I went Mork and Mindy.
Okay.
Mork and Mindy.
Do you
was
remember
the
that?
Show.
Oh,
yeah.
Robin Williams.
That's my favorite Robin Williams.
Pam Dauber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my kid would look at us right now and say, "Oh, you're talking about shows in the 1900s."
I know.
Oh, that's cold.
Well, I could have gone all the way back to the Brady Bunch, okay, yeah. But I didn't.
But don't you guys think that TV shows connect? I think the reason why they connected with us so much, because all of our friends, we were all watching it. We had no choice. We only had three channels.
Exactly.
We all watch the same things.
Exactly. And right now, there are so many choices that, yeah, you can't bond over that one thing.
Yeah.
Different World was another one of my favorites too.
Mm-hmm.
A Different World from the 90s.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites because she went to cut. It was about college.
Yeah. And remember Lisa Bonet?
Yes.
Well, she was gone from the show. And then you got to wonder, like, what did happen with Lisa Bonet and Bill Cosby?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to bring all that up.
Yeah, it got deep right there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Bill Cosby. Yeah.
I pulled a chef messed up the story.
Is there a Today reality show that you would want to be part of?
Oh, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Easy.
Why did I know that?
Real Housewives
of Atlanta.
Some of
the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do I want to be on Naked and Afraid?
Housewives?
Oh. What? No.
Oh, wow.
Do you want the 3D glasses for that too?
Whoa. No. But do you guys know what Naked and Afraid is?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. Yes. It's on Discovery. Yeah. Like you get sent to these countries and you have to live there naked and afraid.
See, you know, I like on Bravo the Below Deck. Mediterranean.
I've seen that.
The very first two seasons are really good.
Yeah,
yes.
That all said, I was like, do I want to be the yachty or do I want to be part of the group that rents out the yacht? I think I'm going for the latter at this point. But maybe in my 20s, I would have loved to have been one of those yachties.
Right.
Traveling the world.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of my dad and I, well, my dad used to watch it and I used to watch it as a kid, but did you ever watch Benny Hill?
Yes. Yes. What about Love Boat?
Yo!
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
There you go.
I wanted to be Isaac.
I know. He was my favorite. The bartender, yes.
The bartender.
I wanted to be Julie.
I wanted to be the captain's daughter.
Oh,
because she got to travel everywhere.
So true.
Okay.
Thank you, Mickey.
You're welcome.
You see what talking about older sitcoms does?
Yes.
Look at the mood you're in.
We're in a really good mood.
Now we got to change the topic and talk about national politics or drug crisis.
We don't have to.
Oh, by the way, Ted Lasso has been very good lately. I'm starting season 3 today.
I watched the first 2 episodes. Love it.
Are you going to get back on it?
Yeah, I need to get back on it. I need to sign up for Apple TV.
Well, you be tripping. You don't be watching TV shows like that. You're so busy now entertaining everyone. Matter of fact, I heard you say, Mickey, come on over to the house today. I heard that. Coming up next, your text messages, feedback, and what Ursula's words to live by. Gene Ursula. It's G and Ursula, everybody. Let's talk about all these sitcoms. I still do, from time to time, watch some sitcoms. That's the beautiful luxury that we have with all the different TV. I'm going to go home today and watch Sanford and Son. I love Sanford and Son. It's good stuff. Anyway, just puts me in a good mood to talk about all this stuff. Let's get to the text messages, Ursula.
Well, let's start with appearances on your favorite TV show. Rob says, gee, you could be the star of Real Homies of Tacoma. Now, I would watch.
Who else would be on that show?
Let's see. Matt Driscoll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a shout out to Matt Driscoll down there. You know? Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of Tacoma folks. Amazon worker walkout today. Kobe says, can we add PETA in this remote advocacy pitch? The pets are left home and will face less human interaction.
That might be a selling point. Bobby in Tacoma says, a girl I'm seeing has been at Amazon for 10 years. She makes $200,000 a year and has over $1 million in stock. She is 41. She is irate about having to go to the office for 3 days a week. For that much money, I would drive wherever they need me.
Terrence in the 509 says, this is a perfect example of why I can't take these people seriously. They're pampered, spoiled children.
And then 253 says, in support of Amazon workers, I'm going to also work out on my lunch break today, and I'm only returning to work when my break is over.
Mm-hmm. Scenarios. My 83-year-old mom won't give her kids control of her finances. We're worried about her getting scammed. 206 says, G is correct. The kids want her cash.
Ooh. Joan in Bellingham says, not all sharks are family. My 85-year-old neighbor ended his life because he was a scam victim. The crooks convinced him that his friends and family wanted his money, and only they cared about him. He was always frugal and gave most of his savings to a four-prong coordinated scam. It was so painful to watch him be victimized over and over again.
Bonnie Lake parking fines upped to $250, up from $25. Travis in Bonnie Lake says, I've had to deal with parking issues from Allen York Park my whole life. They recently took a big parking area away to put in baseball fields. This is a problem of Bonnie Lake's own creation.
On the Burien homeless encampment that's supposed to be cleared by tomorrow, 888 says, don't you all realize that the majority of these folks don't want housing? They're either drug addicts or have severe mental problems. They can't do the things that they do in a civilized housing environment. They are like my stepson, who said, we'll take everything you give us, but we won't stay. Unless our stupid government enforces and provides treatment, we are wasting our hard-earned money. These are not families who got laid off. These are people that will not or won't take on responsibility. To which I said, they still need housing. But there is some truth. I mean, you have to have the drug treatment component too. That said, we've known this, and you can't keep using that as an excuse.
We can't keep doing this.
No.
We can't keep doing this. Al Pacino, having a child at 83 years old, and Ursula wasn't feeling it. 206 says, my niece married a man way older than her father. In his late 70s, he was much better parent, retired, than the child's mom. He was an active skier and lived into his 90s. The child had a much better life because of dad was there to support their late in life baby, who is an amazing young adult now. It's ageist to judge. Grandparents make the best parents.
I guess I'm ageist now. Mrs. Kmart 360 says, Kmart's blue light specials, wonderful memories.
Yeah.
My mom would station us five kids around whatever it was, giving us $10 or $20 depending on the price. And when that blue light went off, we would rush in and grab whatever was on special and then head for the cash register. And we would all walk out with our own individual prize. I had some great tug of war sessions with old ladies. Oh my God.
Can you imagine the TikTok videos of that these days when the blue light would go off?
See, real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, when you hear about the blue light special, you probably just roll your eyes.
I have no idea.
But I'm
kind of goes right over my head, to be honest.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you, it's the blue light special for me, at least for me growing up, would be the equivalent of every day at a certain time, Dick's Burgers, you get 50 cents for Dick's Burgers.
Yeah.
every day at a certain time.
Like an underground deal. I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like fish tacos one day, you know, casserole the next.
Yeah. All right, Ursula, it's time for your words to live by.
Well, before we go on, yeah, brought to you by Wilcox Farm. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
But we were talking about you challenging me to a shot of tequila.
Uh-huh.
I have to just say, this is very sweet. 425 says, may everyone always be as happy as G is when he gets Ursula to agree to take a shot of tequila.
I know.
Now, those are not my words to live by, but that was very sweet.
And y'all heard it.
Yeah.
Ursula said she will have a shot.
Yes, because you are coming over to my house, too.
All right.
You can't say no.
Okay.
Okay. This is a great quote. Never think that what you have to offer is insignificant. There will always be someone out there that needs what you have to give.
Love
y'all. Stuff.
Love you back. Thanks, Ursula. Good
Thank
show today.
You.
Brother Nick, what you got?
How old is too old when becoming a new father? For De Niro and Pacino, forget about it. They don't bother. When it comes to counting age when they decide to multiply, thinking not of days upcoming when they have to say goodbyes. And isn't it a shame those guys don't get the day to see their kids yelling at the tow truck driver, hey, you talking to me? And you might think seeing your parenthood might be pulling way too many strings, but believe me when I say I've seen some Stranger Things, and I'm not talking about the sitcom. For the record, my favorite 80s sitcom, I wanted to be Joey from Full House. He was a character.
Yeah,
aww.
Joey, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Joey was dope.
Nick,
was
so good.
Love you guys.
You know,
wrapped up that nicely.
That was good. How about Doogie Howser? You guys like? Did you like that?
I love Doogie Howser.
So did I. So did I. Now, before I go, what's the one little fellow?
Wonder Years.
Bam!
I knew
Ursula,
it.
Ursula, that's exactly where I was going. Wonder Years.
I forgot about that.
Going back there.
Oh, that was good stuff. All right, Chef, appreciate you, bro. By the way, somebody asked why you were grumpy today. Are you grumpy today?
Today? Love y'all.
Thanks, Ursula. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate you. Well, the Midday Show comes up next. I'm going to try to remember to bring in my my letter from the Seattle Municipal Courts.
Oh, I'll remind you.
I'm going to try to get that. Well, Ursula's going to help me with a letter first. Or maybe I'll open it up for the listeners to help out with a letter. And maybe what should we say to get my fine reduced? I think the fine's going to be nice and hefty, too, by the way. All right, Midday Show comes up next. We appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.
Not much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone.